WordPress hosting so cheap, you'll be going, what is the catch? Is he insane? Nah, there's something wrong here. On today's School Podcast.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Just like that guy said, I am Dave Jackson. Thank you very much for tuning in on the show today. Well, I've got another added resource for podcasters. And if you've ever thought of, you know, hosting your own website, yeah, I got a deal. You got to check this out. And we're going to be talking pickle, a little pickle talk today on the School of Podcasting's morning announcement. You can reach me at, let's go with the phone number first, 888-563-3228. That is using the Call 8 toll-free number. You can get your own toll-free number by going to Try Call 8. Call 8 is with a K and the number 8. So TryKall8.com. And you can email me at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. Schoolpodcasting.com is our website. And everything we're talking about, you can find in our show notes. That's at shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. Well, we talk about the first thing first here. That is the fact that I mentioned in my last podcast, I love GoDaddy. If somebody said register a domain name, I'd be like, hey, you know, GoDaddy is the place to go. So much so that I bought a GoDaddy reseller. You can find that at coolerwebpages.com. And I signed up for myself, and I started using their hosting. And I don't want to repeat everything I said last week, but not as crazy about their hosting packages and how they have things set up. I wanted to provide hosting for, not so much for files, like your MP3 files, but some people want to host a WordPress blog. And I really wanted something I could customize for podcasters, and that's what I've done. So this is at Cooler Web Sites, coolerwebsites.com. I've got a package over there, and I've got a couple. One is called Blog Hosting, and it's 500 megabytes. Now, the interesting thing about this is website companies will try to sell you a gig or 10 gigs or 100 Nanotera Sega Manga Godzilla bit, you know, thing. No. For a blog, you don't. I'll tell you how I base this number. I was in a band for 7 years. We had a website. We had every show, we would take pictures and we put those on the website. We didn't use Flickr, we put them on our website. We had songs up there, we had everything else. We had a 300 megabyte website host, and I think finally at the end of 7 years, we went to upload a video and we ran out of space. So 500 megabytes, I'll put it this way. I redid a podcast I'm working on, uploaded a blog, changed the theme, 4 megs. I have 496 megs that I can just post and post and post. So 500 megabytes is plenty of space. Now, are you ready for this? What am I charging for this? And people are going to hate me for this because it's true Dave Jackson lowball. You know, I should be charging at least $10 right now. I'm charging. Anybody want to guess? Go ahead and guess. I'll wait. No, lower. No, lower. Yeah. $2. $2 a month. And that's, and you don't even have to buy a year. Like sometimes it's like, well, it's $5, but it's $2 if you buy. No, no. $1.99. If you want more space, it goes up to $3.99. You want an advanced website, now we're talking $18. You know, you want a professional, tons of space, 10 gigs, right? $32 a year, $32 a month. But for podcasters, now the thought here being is you can host your what I'm going to call your content. Like this show is hosted at Libsyn. And I could go, now if I wanted more control over the look of my podcast, of my show notes, I would want to go to a WordPress blog. Now, the reason this show isn't is because I have a lot of different podcasts, and this one is the one that just uses Libsyn. So if you go to shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com, that's just Libsyn. If you go to betterdave.com, you'll see that's a WordPress blog. And that's what I'm talking about. You can have your content at Libsyn, where you've got your unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage, so you never have to worry about your content. And now, with a WordPress blog over at coolerwebsites.com, with a domain from Cooler Web Pages, you're good to go. And I'm not gonna, you know, you're not gonna, well, number one, I'm not gonna get rich. And you're not gonna go poor trying to podcast. So that's the first thing I wanted to talk about today. Coolerwebsites.com, $1.99 a month for hosting of your blog. Now, that's, again, that's not designed, you could put your MP3 files on there, but you will eventually run out of space. And so that's what's new and exciting. Very happy about that. Been testing it. And also, what's very cool about it is you can add WordPress. It has a Fantastico system built into that. Now, you're like, Fantastico, what is that, some sort of, you know, Antonio Banderas movie? No. It's a system that allows you to add other free software packages. So if you want to add a forum, bingo, click. You want to add WordPress, click, click. You want to add voting to your blog, click, click. Very cool. And the best thing is now I can actually go in, if you need, you could just send me an email. Now, again, this is for members of the school pod. Well, actually, if you're a members of Cooler Website, I guess I would do this as well. Send me a thing. I'll install your WordPress for you, because it is. It's seriously click, type, click, and you're done. Now, can it get any better than that? It actually can. If you're a member of the school podcasting, you're basically getting this at my cost. You can use a coupon code that I'm not going to say here. It's inside the school podcasting, and it's 20% off the already low price of $1.99. How does he do it? Well, you know, I'm into karma, baby, I guess you could say. So that's my first announcement. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is another school of podcasting bonus. And I'll put a link to this out in the show notes. Let me get some music going. Hold on just a second. All right, this is from Mike Stewart, the Internet Audio Guy. And if you're into, like, smooth jazz, he's got a new CD out. And the cool thing is he's saying it's royalty-free. Download it, use it in your podcast, use it in your Google audio ads, which we'll be talking about later on in the, down the pike in another podcast. But it's very cool. Now, the great thing is, if you try to buy royalty-free music, it's kind of costly. But Mike is saying here, buy my whole album. You can actually download it instantly, $10, and use it. So it's pretty cool stuff. Very well recorded. I mean, hey, Mike is the man behind Pac-Man Fever. So, you know, right there. But a very nice guy, actually. I've never met Mike, but I've bought a couple of his products, and he definitely knows audio. Good guy. So if you're into smooth jazz, you might want to check that out. And I'll put a link to this out in the show notes. And again, School of Podcasting members, you can get a discount. Yes, how cool is that? Details are inside at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, Dave, enough with the members-only crap, well, next up, we're going to be talking some pickle. All right. Most of you know I do another podcast with Gary Leland from Podcast Pickle, Rob Walsh from Podcast 411, and you love him. I was going to say you love him, you need him, but that's not right. The one, the only. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations, Paul Culligan. And anybody ever notice his initials are PC? Just another hint. Go back and listen to other shows. Anyway, so over at pdillies.com, that is Gary's blog, I was reading it, and I wanted to share this with you. So I'm going to just kind of read this as boring, but what it is it talks about favorites at Podcast Pickle. Now, the other thing to keep in mind, with July kind of right around the corner, and July 2nd, favorites are going to be reset. And that's kind of what I want to talk about this now, because, well, let me just read this. Okay. This is from Gary. He says, I don't care if you ask people to add you to your Podcast Pickle. Wait a minute. I don't care if you ask people to add you to their Podcast Pickle favorites list or not. That is not the reason behind this post. People email. Gary, you have typos, buddy. I'm adding words here. People email me all the time asking questions that pertain to our favorite system. Because of that, I have decided again to explain this. So let me skip down a bit. This is over at pdillies.com. I'll put a link to this at the show notes. He says, I want to tell you everything that is affected by adding a check mark to that box, meaning this is one of my favorites, okay? The podcast, that would be your podcast, is added to your favorites player. So over at Podcast Pickle, you can actually listen to podcasts online. If you listen to the podcast on your computer, you'll find this a great tool. So if you're one of these people that listens at work, you can actually just use Podcast Pickle. So the podcast is added to your list of favorites on the Jump in the Barrel section. There's a Jump in the Barrel section, which is right on the front page of Podcast Pickle. It says this is helpful in finding your favorite podcast pickle pages. So when you go right to the page, it remembers this and it makes it easy to find. It says after you add a podcast as a favorite, you become a fan of that podcast. The top 100 podcasts in the Jump in the Barrel section are determined by the amount of fans each podcast has. So again, when you ask your listeners to, hey, you know, add me to your favorites of Podcast Pickle, it can very easily get you to the front page. People who use our top 100 feed will find, now here's the key here, people who use our top 100 feed will find that the podcasts are added according to the amount of fans they have. Now there's a feed there, so people can subscribe to that. Well, he'll get to this in a second. It says, use your personalized favorites feed to power your podcatcher. So you can actually make a feed at Podcast Pickle and then throw that into your iTunes or Juice or whatever you're using. It says, you will now find that you are now subscribed to the podcast. To unsubscribe, simply uncheck the box on your podcast page. So you can affect what is in your podcatcher at Podcast Pickle. And Podcast Pickle is not the only website that's doing this. I know Podshow was talking about their channels. We talked about that in the last podcast. But here's another thing. Number six, the top 100 podcasts, according to favorite votes, are listed in the Nokia podcasting directory in the Podcast Pickle section. So, again, everything is going to phones, and Podcast Pickle is already got, apparently, set up on Nokia phones. And people in the top 100 podcast, which again is based on what? Favorites, show up in that little directory on people's phones. Now, Gary's really into Second Life, and he says the podcaster HUD for Second Life also has the top 100 determined by the amount of fans each podcast has. This allows people to find and listen to podcasts while in Second Life. All right. If you use Pickle Mobile on your cell phone, that podcast is automatically added to the list of shows you subscribe to. So again, you can use this feed on your mobile phone and have those automatically downloaded to your phone based on saying, yes, this is my favorite. So you can see as a podcaster, you get the benefits of being added to some of these lists if you have enough fans, and as a listener, you can easily put them into either listening online, listening on your phone. And he says the podcaster can send you messages via our instant messaging service. So yeah, as a podcaster, you can actually email your fans right there on the website. It says number 11 is, this is the most important. All of the genres on the site list podcast in order according to the amount of fans a podcast has. So when you say go over and look at the tech podcasts, the number of fans a person has determines where they're going to show up on that list. And realize that in July 2nd, that list is going to go back to zero. They're going to level the playing field. So a lot of cool things going on at Podcast Pickle. I saw that and I went, you know what? I didn't realize that. Number one, well, I knew he reset the numbers. That's pretty cool, because if you think about it, if you go over to dig.com, the top podcasts over there have never, ever changed pretty much since it launched. And while it's fun to ask for votes at Podcast Pickle, really, from what I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, again, 888-563-3228, being number 225 at Podcast Alley is probably not going to bring in a lot of traffic. And I'd like to know if you are in the top 100 at Podcast Pickle, you know, send me an email, dave@schoolpodcasting.com, or call it in 888-563-3228, and let us know if, being a pickle, a top pickle pick, is bringing you any, you know, scene spikes or traffic. Or I guess it wouldn't be a spike. Well, it might. But I just wanted you guys to know that that's an interesting thing. There's a lot of things tied into having your listeners add your podcast as a favorite over at Podcast Pickle. All right, a little more Mike Stewart here. Although, you know, I hear this music and I just want to grab like a big glass of iced tea and kick back in a hammock. You can get this, by the way, if I haven't mentioned it, $10. I'll put a link to it out in the show notes. I got a message from Daniel over at Journey Inside My Mind podcast. Find that at jimmpodcast.com. And he said, Dave, you know, I was checking some things around, and because I've mentioned Daniel before in previous podcasts, and he found out that my podcast was listed at another, like, blog site. And he said, what's interesting is there's nothing on there. Some of the links worked, like the download link works. If you want to listen to my podcast on this other blog website, you could. But there was nothing there that said where it came from. It was just like, hey, Dave talks about blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And he had mentioned that PC man, Paul Colligan, had mentioned this in a previous podcast. And it sounds weird because you always assume that people are going to be reading your podcast, your show notes, at your website. Now realize what's happening here. There's software that people can say, look, I like this blog. When this person blogs or podcasts, add it to my site. So basically they're copying your website and putting it on their website. Now, why would it do this? They then load it up with a bunch of Google ads and try to make money at that. And the website basically runs on its own because when you post, they post kind of thing. So as weird as that sounds, and I guess I could always contact this person and say, hey, quit, you know, reposting my stuff. But at this point, I'm like, well, if people want to download my podcast, I always mention where people can find my podcast in my podcast. Can I say the word podcast again? Podcast. If the podcast. Anyway, and so with that in mind, in your show notes, as weird as it sounds, you might want to put your website. Because if people are reading that post and not listening to it, they're not going to know where it came from. So, Daniel, thank you very much for that heads up. I had heard of that. I had never seen it in action. And yeah, it was a little goofy. So, speaking of Journey Inside My Mind podcast, let's listen to a little promo, shall we?
This is Dan Johnson with the Journey Inside My Mind podcast at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. And if you come over and take a journey inside my mind, I'll be your host and your tour guide for a trip through lots of pod-safe music. We'll share a sound-seeing tour or two, lots about what goes on here in our home in Cincinnati, Ohio, with me and my wife and our daughter, who happens to be hard of hearing. Yes, that can be an adventure in and of itself. So you'll want to come over and check that out at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. It's work safe, it's family safe, good for the entire family, and it's nutritious too. Did I mention it's free? jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. Background music provided by Josh Woodward off the PodSafe Music Network with the song Adventures of a Deaf Dreamer.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Journey Inside My Mind.
There you go. Yeah. JIMMPodcast.com. Thank you, Daniel. That's really going to do it for this podcast. We're right up against 20 minutes. So, again, you can contact me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com or schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. It's the same thing. Or call it in, 888-563-3228. You also can check out our show notes, where you'll find links to everything we talked about today. Cooler websites and the inexpensive blog hosting. I have links to that cool jazz CD that you can buy for $10 and use in your podcast as background music. As well as pdillies.com, Gary Leland from Podcast Pickle blog. And really, that's going to do it. So if you're looking to get into podcasting, check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. We've got our step-by-step process ready to help anybody at any computer level just start podcasting today. It's awesome. And until we meet next week, class dismissed.